Hi, welcome to AnimeCons TV. I am here this week with Ricky Lakoti.
Hey.
You may know her from Heroes of Cosplay, but she's been on the convention circuit for quite a while
now. Yeah, we've been friends for like over 10 years.
Yeah, I think we first met in person at Otakon 2001.
Ooh, that's a blasty from the past.
Yeah, well, because we were all in the
Ant-Man DVD. Yeah.
Yeah, and so Chris Beveridge and all his followers.
That was crazy. Like, that's like where I spent all my time on those forums.
Yeah.
And I didn't even own a DVD. I was like, this place is fun. Everyone's cool. I don't own a DVD.
And the IRC chat room.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. I actually popped into it last week.
Is IRC still a thing?
There were still half a dozen familiar names.
Really?
It's like, really? This is still here. Dark Song and.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to forget. Yeah, but there were, you look in there, it's like, whoa, I forgot about these people.
Yeah, and, I mean, I saw some of them, like, it was funny, I was playing, like, World of Warcraft, and I think I ran into Dark Song, like, Megazone, and...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's, was it Raccoon, and, gosh, there were so many of them.
Yeah.
It was fun. Like, I still, like, you know, I still follow you guys, like, you and Liz and Chris and everybody on Facebook, but it's so weird how, like, everyone's life's just some change.
Oh, yeah.
But I totally, like, it's funny, everyone's, like, selling their DVDs. I saw Liz was selling hers. I'm like, Escaflowne, she's got to have it.
Well, I was putting mine up on Amazon just to clear out some room.
Yeah.
Stuff I haven't watched in 10 years.
Yeah.
And I put up Sailor Moon.
Oh.
Still shrink-wrapped, the ADV release.
Yeah.
And then the announcement came out on Friday, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to be able to sell those for the price I was asking.
Yeah, because that box set was out of print. Wasn't it? It was like a $200 box set?
Yeah, it was out of print, and it was selling new for like $300. I mean, I was like, yes, give me the $300.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend's like, oh, but you're selling Sailor Moon. And then this comes out, it's like, well, here, you can have Sailor Moon, but now I can't sell these anymore
because
the audio was bad.
You should, you should have just put it up and been like, I'm sure somebody would buy
it. Oh, it's still up. Maybe somebody that hasn't heard the announcement that lives in some
far. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, go on Amazon. You can find my...
Yeah.
It's still shrink-wrapped. The original, I just never got around to... Anyway.
Dude, but,
I had seen the original series, so I just never...
I knew people who would, like, re-shrink-wrap stuff.
Yeah, that's...
And then, but when, I guess they tried to do that, and then they would damage their DVDs, and I was like, well, that's just dumb.
Yeah. So what was the first convention you ever went to?
I think AX99.
Okay, that's earlier than mine. Mine was AX2000.
Yeah. So. Maybe it was the one that had Yoko Kanno. But at the time, I didn't know it was Yoko Kanno.
It might have been 99. I was there, like, in 2000 and Yoko
Kanno. I remember it had like Faye Valentine on the badge, and I was like... dressed as Lena Inverse, but I didn't know the glory of wigs, so I tried to bleach my hair and then dye it red, and I was like, that just completely turned me off of, like, just using my real hair ever. And it was in Anaheim, and yeah, I just remember a giant pen, like a Neon Genesis group that did, like, this, oh gosh, they did, like, A Spy Who Shagged Me, but it was Neon Genesis.
Austin Power, that was relevant back then.
Then we did, like, at the time, my boyfriend and I, we went down, and we hadn't planned to join, like, a skit thing, and we met up with some other people, and we're like, oh, let's just go make up a skit, like, in, like, the next 3 hours. And then we did, like, a Jerry Springer thing, because there was, like, another Lena Inverse, and it's like, who's the real Lena Inverse? And I looked at it recently, and I was like, oh, I never want to watch this again.
You have footage of that?
I think it's on, like, ACP Paradise or something like that. Like, it is old. Like, I was like, what was I thinking? But I guess it was my first con. I'm like, I must experience everything, so.
And so if that's your first con, that was your first time in a masquerade.
Yeah, it was. Like, I mean, I had dressed up, like, 2 years beforehand. And I always say, like, I thought I was, like, being super innovative, because I was like, I'm going to dress up as an anime character for Halloween. And I realized I'm not the special snowflake I thought I was. So, but no, yeah, AX99. But then, because I lived in Canada, I would only go to, like, one convention a year, which would usually be Otakon with you guys.
Yeah.
And then Anime Boston. My sweet Anime Boston.
Yeah. Well, you were on staff with Anime Boston for a couple of years.
Art auction. I loved it.
Yeah?
The power. The power of the art auction. I reign supreme in that one corner of the dealer's room. But no, that was a lot of fun. Like, I really liked, you guys did a really good job on that con, because you guys were really, you guys got, like, Japanese guests. Like, meeting Daisuke from
Chrono
Crusade. I was like, that was like,
We had Daisuke Moriyama.
Yeah.
And you had the, what was the name of her?
Rosette
costume.
Yeah.
And Greg Ayers had Chrono.
Yeah.
And so we're like, okay, if we can get you guys in costume when we bring him out on stage. And
It was so awesome. And then he ended up doing me this, like, drawing, and his manager or whatever, who spoke a little bit of English, is like, oh, he says, you are Rosette. And I'm like, oh, like my little, like, fangirl. And I still have it. And I've since remade the costume, but I keep the old one. It's so sentimental. And just, that was like, that was such an awesome experience to have, like, the actual creator say, we really like what you're doing, kid. So, no, that was, Anime Boston gave me a lot of good feels. Though I did have my worst costume mishap there. I don't know if I told you about that.
No.
The latex bursting.
No.
Oh, what? So remember when I wore Battle Angel Alita? I don't know if you remember, but one year I wore Battle Angel Alita, mm-hmm. and it was like really hot, and I was doing these crazy poses, and you know latex, with latex sheeting, you have to glue it together. And I thought you didn't wear underwear underneath it because of the seam lines. And so I was doing all these like crazy like crouch down poses, and all of a sudden I feel this like draft on my crotch. Luckily I had my hands in front of me, but all these guys were taking my photo, and I stand up and I make these like awkward jokes about how there's like, luckily there's grass on the playing field, ha 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 ha, you know. and then I asked one of the guys to borrow his hoodie, and I wrap it like around my waist, and I'm trying to like hide back the tears, and I was like, oh, there's like 8 guys and they probably got a picture and it's gonna go on the net. But luckily all the guys like showed me their cameras, and there was nothing, and they're like, if there's anything, we'll just delete the photos if you're more comfortable with that. And they walked me back to the art gallery, and I changed, and I never wore latex again for a couple of years. And I always wear like 4 pairs of underwear now. So yeah, that I always talk about, that's people say like, what's your worst mishap in costume? I'm like, oh, well, I was at Anime Boston. But no, it was, and I met Bread Papas, the greatness of bread. Was it Beard Papas? Beard Papas.
Beard Papa.
That was my first Beard Papas, was at Anime Boston.
There's a Beard Papa in Boston? I didn't even
know. It's down, oh my gosh, I don't know the area, but it's like I think it's like on the shore. It's like all cobblestoney. There's all these like restaurants. It's like a walking, it looks touristy almost. It was like farmer's market style.
Oh, that's probably Faneuil Hall.
Yeah.
I find this out after I move out of Boston.
Well, I think there's a bunch in California.
Yeah.
There's one in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't seen it since I moved here, but I know it's there.
Yeah.
I just forget it's there.
Man, I'll just like run into one and be like, whoa, like I was in Japan. I'm like, I want to go. So I love that place. Atlanta doesn't have it. But.
Now, do you think there's any particular point, or maybe with any costume, where you've kind of evolved, where you felt you went, this really put you at the next level?
I would probably have to say like when Chris and I met, because he had the sculpting experience, and he sort of like, Batman Begins was just coming out, and I was like, man, I love the way they're like translating these outfits, they're looking more real, and I was sort of doing more comic book stuff at that time, so I would probably have to say like, there's like 3 costumes I was doing at once. It was like the Huntress, and I think I did Wonder Woman Amazonia kind of at the same time, and that's sort of like where I was like, wow, I like this, like creating an outfit. I understand I'm in this right now though. creating an outfit that looks like it could exist in the real world. So I think that's what I'm kind of known for. I try to use different fabrics other than spandex, you know, some sculpted pieces, really think about kind of everything, that why is that seam there, why is that zipper there, or why would there be a pouches there, or things like that. So I've probably, I think it was like 2006. Yeah, I think 2006 I sort of like switched over and start doing more or less stuff like that.
The rush you get when you walk out on a stage and everyone is cheering for you, there's nothing like it.
In all new episodes,
we're in Argentina!
See the hottest cosplay stars imagine and design extraordinary costumes.
For my competition, I just need to blow it out of the water.
They play hard.
I feel a draft.
But work harder.
Good isn't good enough.
Only one thing keeps them going to the very end. Their passion.
Feels so good.
Heroes of Cosplay is back. All new episodes premiering Tuesday, May 27th at 9, only on Sci-Fi.
So with Heroes of Cosplay, how did you get involved with that?
Basically, the way it started was, I guess it was almost like 3 years ago for me. It might have even been four.
Yeah,
it's been a long process for a couple of us. Like originally it was, I guess a production company contacted Yaya and they're like, hey, what you're doing is really interesting. We'd like to film it. And it was originally going to be called Yaya's World. And they, at the time, I was doing a charity calendar called Cosplay for a Cause to raise money for the Japanese Red Cross, and she was involved in it, so I'd gone over and was like talking to her about it. And I guess when they showed the sizzle to the networks, they're like, oh, you know, what she does is really interesting, but I think we need more characters, like more full-time characters. And they're like, oh, we like that Ricky girl. So they asked me to be on, and then they asked Victoria, and then Monica at the time, I think, was working for Yaya, and then Becky as well was brought on. So we were sort of the original people. And they liked the fact that I was like, really, I think they liked like, okay, you know, focusing on craftsmanship, taking my time and things like that. Or I don't know, maybe they liked my charming smile. No, I don't know.
Well, I thought it was funny. I saw somebody criticize the show saying, oh, well, these aren't the real heroes of cosplay. And then they had a picture to Cosplay for a Cause.
Oh, it's really? Like,
do you not realize that?
Yeah, I think I remember seeing something like that. And like the biggest thing is like it's funny because originally, so it was called Yaya's World. And then they picked a name and we were like, no, they were going to call us the Divas of Dress Up. And we're like, But then we were going to be called Cause World. And we tried to tell them, well, that's a porn title. Good luck with that. And just in a rush, they got called the Heroes of Cosplay. Now, the reason, like, people are like, well, they're not firefighters, not policemen. It's heroes in the same sense that Keith Richards is a rock hero, yeah. Guitar hero.
Like an idol sort of hero.
Yeah, or like, that. You know, we're really, like, hero in the sense we're trying to, like, push the boundaries or do something different. Or even in the sense that we dress up as superheroes.
Yeah.
You know, like, when someone says, well, I'm dressing up as a superhero. Well, you're not a superhero, but, you know, like... It's just the name of something, and we couldn't come up with something clever. So if you have a clever idea, you should just email Sci-Fi and be like, hey, here's my idea. I mean, my biggest thing is, like, how does that abbreviate? Like, it sounds like a cat throwing up. Hawk. You know, I was like...
Yeah.
So, but, it was... Yeah, the charity thing, like, why isn't there more charity stuff? And I was like, dude, if you go to my page, you will see, like... I've done stuff for Japanese Red Cross, USO, Aurora, Philippines Red Cross. I mean, we're just doing a project now for, I'm making a calendar with 18 cosplayers for Wildlife Conservation Society. Oh. So it's like everyone is a superhero and they have an animal in the shot. Oh. And it's going to be a 2015-2016 calendar. And like we even got like, we have these little art pieces in the corner, and one of the artists in the calendar is the guy who did the character designs for X-Men Evolution.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, and he's at actually Big Wow today, so it was, and everyone's donating time, 100% of the proceeds go to the Wildlife Conservation Society, so I'm like super excited, but the show focuses on competitions.
Yeah.
You have 9 people over the course of 6 episodes. That's something like 18 minutes each, not including establishing shots and all that other stuff. So you're really only getting like 15 minutes of people.
Yeah, and they edit it to make it seem
exciting
or what they more think drama. So
the best thing to do, like I mean, I watch reality shows. I love them. Well, now it's kind of ruined for me, to be honest. But I was like, I know there's somebody on the side saying like, talk about how much that thing is important to you before you pawn it off. But the thing is with the show is you look at the people and you look at what they're doing and you can go check out who they really are on Facebook or their Twitter or, you know, look back the years they've been online. And that's probably a better gauge of who they are than online. Like my one friend, Victoria, says that kids have like a better concept of the show in the sense that they understand, like they come up and they're like, we really like the character that you play, you know, on the show. And it's one aspect of yourself, I feel. Mm-hmm. Like they can't show all the facets of yourself. So, you know, like I think on the show they promoted me as like pretty quiet and like serious and people come up to me and they're like, wow, you're a lot more like talkative and, you know, you don't take yourself as seriously as they seem to make you. And I said, well, I take like the crafting seriously, but I don't take myself seriously. I'm dressing up like a cartoon character. I mean, come on. So I don't know. Did you watch the show?
Yeah, I saw all of it. Yeah. I plan to watch it when it comes back. But because I can relate to a lot of the stuff, like working in the hotel room, trying to get, I mean, this over here.
I love that.
This was finished in a hotel room at DragonCon.
It's so weird because people are like, oh, that doesn't happen. People don't finish stuff in the hotel room.
All the time.
Yeah, I'm like, obviously, one, you're either not a cosplayer or you don't know a cosplayer, because like everybody finishes something or something breaks.
Oh yeah.
Or you're like, it's not like you just like.
Yeah, quick, fix it with duct tape.
Yeah, or like hot glue or crazy glue or yeah. So it's I mean, it's just one aspect. It's just the competing aspect, and some people like that. Like back 10 years ago, that was the only thing to kind of do at cons was we competed together.
Yeah, Anime Expo 2004.
Yeah, we did that.
Hack.
Yeah, but it was like I attack the darkness. And you know,
where's the Mountain Dew?
Yeah, and well, we were miserable behind stage. It was like fun to just be with you guys, and that's.
You were freezing, and Liz was
sweating
so hot. So you just got together.
Like, I was like, hold me. Hold me, Grunty, hold me.
You attack the darkness. There's an elf in front of you.
That's me, right?
Okay, you guys can talk to each other now if you want.
Hello.
Hello.
I am Galstaff, Sorcerer of Light.
But how come you have a cat's magic missile?
you guys are being attacked.
No, you're outside by the tavern.
There are seven ogres surrounding you.
Now, Heroes of Cosplay comes back on May 27th.
Yes.
At 9 p.m.?
I think so.
Check your local listings.
I'm not in the first episode, so, well, make sure you check it out, but I am in the second episode. I'm in three episodes again.
Anything we should watch for? You haven't seen the final edit, but
no.
It's in there?
Oh, my gosh. No, I just, like, for me, when I go in with filming, I'm like, no matter what, I want to create a costume that I'm proud of, and I, you know, because that's important to me, is a well-crafted costume. So that's, I'm really proud of the costumes I made this season. I'm proud of the ones I made last season, but I was like, I did like some new techniques I've never done. And, you know, also while I'm filming, I mean, a lot of the comments are like, these are, you know, we need the average cosplayer. And like, a lot of us work, like during the first season, I was working two jobs at the same time as filming and raising baby squirrels. And it's a very tight filming schedule. And that's why, like in the last episode, I think I just was exhausted and just worn out. Mm. And that's how I got sick. But, you know, a lot of us work either full-time jobs or, you know, cosplaying is still our hobby. So the amount of time I had and the costumes I produced, I'm like pretty proud of them. So I hope people like them and they're really cool. They're all video game costumes.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
You know, it's pretty exciting. But yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like if anything crazy happened. There was this one time. Oh, I can't. Well, no, I guess she's been announced. So there, my cast member Katie George. I don't know why this was so funny. We were walking out of the hotel room, or out of the hotel. This is actually not worth telling. And she like grabs my butt for some random reason, and I was like. I think it was just that moment of like you have all this tenseness. You're like, okay, I'm filming, and you know, is the costume done? I still have to get the costume done, or I have to do this. But you know, and then she just kind of like grabbed my butt, and it was like a release or something. I don't know. But no, I actually I can't. Though we did have s'mores, that was pretty fun. Yeah. So no, there's nothing outstanding. Okay. You can edit that whole part.
Nah, I'll leave it in.
Oh God.
Now, where can people find you online? What's the best way?
The best place to find me is on my Facebook. It's Riddles Messy Wardrobe. That is not my name. That is the place where I reside. Because when I go to South American cons, they're always like, blah, 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 Riddles Messy. And I'm like, great. So I'm Mrs. Messy. Uh-huh. Awesome. So they think that's my name. But on Twitter, it's Riddle, R-I-D-D, but the one E. So the L is a one. And then the same on Instagram. So yeah, you can pretty much just look up Riddle Cosplay or, you know, Ricky Lakoti, now that my secret is out because of the show.
You can find there's Cosplay for a Cause, too.
Yeah, Cosplay for a Cause is, we have a Facebook page, Cosplay for a Cause, Twitter, Cosplay, and then the four is a number, Cause, and I think that is, and our website, www.cosplayforcause. We're pretty much finished up with the developing the new website, and we'll be taking pre-orders soon. So yeah, come to our Facebook page, check out our preview teaser images. You know, there's some really, there's like Wonder Woman with a bald eagle and Raven with a raven. And,
you have a squirrel?
Yes. How could we not do that?
I knew it.
So Squirrel Girl with squirrels.
So you finally did Squirrel Girl.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm just trying to like finesse the tail because I don't want to do like a stuffed tail. I want to do like an actual style where it's like a thin, I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's tough. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks.
And thanks for doing the original version of our mascot here.
I used to draw many, many ages ago.
Yeah. We've had a couple other iterations since then.
Yeah,
but,
better ones. That was when I was just learning Photoshop and, I don't know, drawing. Yeah. But she was so cute. I like her fish cake. I think I did one other one where I think she had like a slice. I think I only did two. She had like a slice.
Oh, I only had the one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I should scan it. I have my art book still.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, some, I have like my all my art stuff, like all the Divi stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I've like all the t-shirts and all the...
DVD mascot.
Yeah. And then there was like another girl that I did. I was like looking through them recently and I was like, oh yeah, that was for a t-shirt. That was for like a banner or something like that. So that was a fun time. You guys actually probably like, you're anime on DVD and you guys were like the first anime friends I ever had. Oh. So you kind of like cultivated the like.
So it's all our fault.
It's all you. You made me. So yeah, I'm like always grateful to you guys because you know, I remember like if I had like trouble, you guys would like talk to me and be like my support system, or you know, when we went to cons, you know, I could always count to hang out with you guys. It was always like, remember we'd have the big dinners.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, even like Christmas time, we'd have mm-hmm. like for a few years we had Christmas parties. So
yeah,
you know, it's really like
good times.
Yeah, it's still the same, but it's, that was the first, so I always remember that stuff. So, because I, you know, I grew up in a town that like not that many people didn't really know what anime was.
So. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for anime. Sorry for rambling there.
Oh, that's fine.